In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Allergies, arthritis, carpal tunnel syndrome, high blood pressure, bad cholesterol, back pain, neck pain, muscle pain, stomach pain, joint pain. This is life. These are the things that will afflict us one way or another if they haven't already. Add to that the common cold. How annoying that is. Paralysis, partial and full. Cancer of so many different varieties. Alzheimer's. No one can opt out of these things. You can't buy out of these diseases. These diseases and ailments are simply a way of life. Medicine can help. Medicine is a tremendous gift that God has given to us. But I'm sure you've read those little warnings, the side effects on the side of each bottle. It seems like we're choosing between the lesser of two evils. Fight the cancer only to have pain, fatigue, be cold and tired. It's a losing battle. Medicine is a losing battle. It's foolish to neglect it, extremely foolish. But it is far more foolish to place your trust in it. Pain returns. Common colds come back. Cancer can strike the body again. A surgically repaired joint, shoulder, will not be healed forever. It can hurt again. We will not throw out all medicine. But we are not so foolish and so naive as to think that it is the cure-all. It will not fix us forever. A life extended 30 years will still come to an end. The reality is, medicine is not the answer. It can't fix us, it can't keep us alive, and it never will be able to. The problem is not with medicine. The problem is with our bodies. From the moment we are born, we are dying. Ailments are merely a symptom of our frailty. The older we get, the more they increase. I could not count how many times I was told, wait until you turn 30. Since then, it has been, wait until you're 40, or even 35. And it's not just me, this is life. This is true of all. Each decade that passes by wears us down. Each year that death delays is a year that will be filled with some kind of pain and ailment, perhaps self-inflicted, perhaps not. Are we not surprised when the cold season passes by and we did not get the sniffles? We expect to get it at least one time a year. That is life. Most of these things, these ailments and diseases, are minor. Minor inconveniences that really don't alter our life at all. But occasionally there are those life-altering diseases and ailments. Every single disease and ailment, every single ache and pain, every scratch and every gash, every ailment and disease is but a gentle reminder that we are dying. Our bodies are deteriorating even while we live on this earth, and we cannot stop it. We can cope, but we cannot stop it. We need to be healed. And so it's easy to be pessimistic. We are but a former shell. We are but a shell of our former self. We know we need help. We know that this is not how life was supposed to be. We're not improving, but we are declining, and so is society, but we won't even touch on that. Everyone understands this. Everyone knows they need some outside help. Everyone is searching for the answer. And so many people turn to science. In fact, probably most people turn to science and medicine thinking the answer is found there. And so nothing should stop the advancement of science, regardless of ethics. Because keeping me alive is far more important than little babies, whether born or unborn. The end should justify the means. Others do turn to the scriptures. They turn to the church, but sadly, so many churches have abandoned the preaching of forgiveness, and even fewer and fewer celebrate the Holy Sacrament rightly. They turn themselves into self-help groups. Let's learn how to cope. Let's learn how to improve. Let's learn how to be positive throughout all of this. Beware of churches that claim to be practical and relevant. They can help you, but it's only for the here and now. You don't need help. You need healing. You need to be healed. And so it's easy to be pessimistic as we look at the state of our bodies and the direction they are going, or even as we look at the visible church here on earth. The problem is sin. Sin is always the problem. Ever since Adam ate from the forbidden fruit, sin has been man's problem, dragging man down deeper and deeper into depravity. Sin shows itself not only in the sins we commit and the sins that bounce around in our thoughts, but also in our frailties and ailments. The reason you get sick is because of sin. The reason that you suffer is because of sin. The reason that you are frail and weak and have limitations is because of sin. The reason that you need surgeries and repairs is because of sin. Even the reason that you get the sniffles is because of sin. You are paralyzed with sin because sin has embedded itself deep in your flesh and your bones, your insides and out, even down to your very marrow, cells, and DNA. The reason life is not the way it should be is because sin has blanketed your entire life, and you need healing. Your problem is sin. So the solution is not medicine or science. That is not the ultimate solution. The solution is not being placed in the right programs or groups or going on the right retreats. The solution is not learning how to cope with such and such an illness. The solution is forgiveness. Forgiveness heals you. So who alone can forgive you? Who can blot out your transgression and wash away all your iniquities? Who can restore to you the joy of your salvation and grant you a willing spirit to sustain you? Who can raise you up from the ashes and lift you up from the dust? Who can recreate your body into the image and likeness of God? Who can strengthen your knees and steady your legs? Who can loosen your joints and repair your back? Who can clothe you with righteousness and gird you with strength? Who can renew your energy and free you from pain? Who can quicken your feet and your mind? Who alone can heal your body? Who else but the Lord? And He heals you through forgiveness. Flee to the Lord. Do not tremble, do not fear before Him, but flee to Him. He is David's Lord, but He is also David's Son, your God, yet your Savior, your brother, who has been made like you in every way. Flee to the Lord, for He will not leave you as you are. He will not. He will not just pat you on the back and say, go be positive. He will not even tell you that everything will be okay. He will not teach you how to cope. He will not direct you to science or medicine. But He will heal you. He will fix you. He will cure you by forgiving you. Here at the Divine Service, He applies the salve of forgiveness to your body. This is not just a metaphor. This is not a mental exercise. This is a reality. Here, heaven is ripped open before you, and you see the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Here is the very gate to heaven. Here you hear those mighty seraphs and holy cherubims thundering the praises to the Lamb who was slain. Here you enter heaven itself, where God Himself is present. Here you enter heaven itself, albeit only for a brief hour. Here you enter heaven itself to be healed by God. The programs, the groups, the outings, those are all great, but they cannot heal you. The medicine is a tremendous gift of God, but ultimately it too cannot keep you alive forever. But the divine service, here, this heals you. For through it, the Son of Man surrounds you with his forgiveness. He surrounds you with heaven itself. This is no metaphor. All of heaven is truly present with you right here, right now, filling this space in these pews, thundering their praises as you echo yours. The majestic Trinity truly is present before you this day with all his glory to heal you from whatever is troubling you. This is not a mental exercise. Some pastor is not standing up front to try to convince you that everything will be okay, so just hang in there and be positive. This is a reality. God, through his ordained minister, is healing you. He is changing your body. Forgiveness changes the way you think and the way you act. Forgiveness changes your body. You just have to wait to see it. It revitalizes you and restores you. It drives out all sin, wherever that sin may have embedded itself. It restores and strengthens you. Do you want to be free from pain? From joint pain, muscle pain, back pain? Do you want to be free from surgeries and recoveries? Do you want to be freed from the ailments that afflict the elderly? Do you want to be free? Then yes, use the medicine that God has given. But understand it's only temporary. Flee to the divine service. For there, through his ordained minister, through the mouth and hands of his ordained minister, God rubs on you the balm of forgiveness on your back, on your joints, on your insides and out. Those simple words of absolution heal you. They cure you. The body of Christ eaten restores your body. The blood of Christ drunk purifies your blood. This is not a mental exercise. We're not trying to convince ourselves of anything. This is a reality. This is what God is doing for you right now. And so this is also why the sign of the cross is made over the body. For God has redeemed and renewed this body. Take heart, dear children of God. Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven. Christ has overcome your death, your pain, your frailties, your ailments. Christ has overcome it all. Death surrounded him so that death might never surround you. Death surrounded him so that here, heaven might surround you. Take heart. Christ has overcome the world for you. Be of good cheer. Be courageous, for he is with you always to the very end of the ages. He is with you in word and in sacrament. He is with you to restore you and to heal you. You don't need medicine. You don't need pills. You need forgiveness. You need healing. You need Christ, who comes to you again and again to heal your flesh, here, where God himself is present. Even if we have to be carried, nothing will prevent us from receiving this healing. For when we are forgiven, then our bodies truly are healed. Even if Pastor has to come to my house or to a hospital room, nothing will keep us. There too is the gate of heaven. There too God heals. For wherever the word is rightly preached and the sacraments rightly administered, there God is healing you, surrounding you with his forgiveness. God himself truly is present among us this day to heal. He has healed you, so we do not speak about the future that God will heal us. We speak about the present. God has healed me. We see it now by faith. Soon it will be the time for sight, but until that day, we carry our burdens. At the command of Christ, we pick up our cross and we follow him. So we just cannot be pessimists. We can't be pessimists. We are realists. For the reality is this, that God has healed you by his forgiveness. And at his command, you pick up the bed of your afflictions until you reach your home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.